Chapter number 5. A person of influence understands people. The other night over dinner, the two of us got to talking and we started to explore some questions. How does a person build an organization? What does it take? What is the key to becoming successful? For example, what did it take for a person like Jim to build a business organization that's active in 26 countries and impacts the lives of hundreds of thousands of people?
And for John, what did it take to triple the size of his church, making it the largest in its denomination, and in the process increase its budget from around $800,000 to over $5 million and raise active involvement by volunteers from just 112 to over 1,800 people?
We've found that it doesn't matter whether your business is creating computer software, building a church, running a business, serving food in a restaurant, building houses, or designing airplanes. The key to success is understanding people.
That's right. John and I are very different. I didn't grow up with an orientation toward people as he did. He took Dale Carnegie courses while he was still in high school and went off to college knowing he would be in a people job. But I went to Purdue University and studied aeronautical engineering. By the time I finished with my bachelor's degree, I thought there were two keys to success in any job: hard work and technical skills. It never even occurred to me that people skills had any value. I entered my first job ready to work and loaded with technical knowledge. Purdue had given me a first-rate education, and I had always believed in working hard. But it didn't take me long to realize that success in business means being able to work with people. In fact, all of life is dealing with people. I found that to be true not only professionally as an engineer, a consultant, and an entrepreneur, but in every aspect of living, whether I was interacting with my family, working with one of my kids' teachers, or socializing with friends. If you can't understand people and work with them, you can't accomplish anything, and you certainly can't become a person of influence.
The ability to understand people is one of the greatest assets anyone can ever have. It has the potential to positively impact every area of your life, not just in the business arena. David Burns, a medical doctor and a professor of psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania, says, "The biggest mistake you can make in trying to talk convincingly is to put your highest priority on expressing your ideas and feelings. What most people really want is to be listened to, respected, and understood. The moment people see that they are being understood, they become more motivated to understand your point of view. If you can learn to understand people, how they think, what they feel, what inspires them, how they're likely to act and react in a given situation, then you can motivate and influence them in a positive way."
Lack of understanding for others is a huge source of tension in society today. But if understanding is such a great asset, why don't more people practice it? There are many reasons. Fear, self-centeredness, failure to appreciate one another's differences, and failure to acknowledge the things we have in common, to name just a few. Knowing what people need and want is really the key to understanding them. And if you can understand them, you can influence them and impact their lives in a positive way. If we were to boil down all the things we know about understanding people and narrow them down to a short list, we'd identify these five things. Number one, everybody wants to be somebody. There isn't a person in the world who doesn't have the desire to be someone, to have significance. Even the least ambitious and unassuming person wants to be regarded highly by others. John, do you remember the first time feelings were stirred up inside of you to be someone important?
I sure do, Jim. It was when I went to my first basketball game when I was 9 years old. I can still see it in my head. I stood with my buddies in the balcony of the gym. The thing that I remember most wasn't the game. It was the announcement of the starting lineups. They turned out all the lights, and then some spotlights came on. Then the announcer called out the names of the starters, and they ran out into the middle of the floor one by one with everybody in the place cheering. I hung over the balcony that day and said, "Wow, I'd like that to happen to me." In fact, by the time the introductions were over, I looked over to my friend Bobby Wilson and I said, "Bobby, when I get to high school, they're going to announce my name, and I'm going to run out in the spotlight to the middle of the basketball floor, and the people are going to cheer for me because I'm going to become somebody." I went home that night and I told my dad, "I want to be a basketball player." Soon afterward, he got me a Spalding basketball and we put a goal on the garage. For the next several years, I used to shovel snow off that driveway to practice my foul shots and play basketball because I had a dream of becoming somebody. It's funny how that kind of dream can impact your life. I remember in the sixth grade, we played intramural basketball, and our team won a couple of games, so we got to go to the old Mill Street Gym in Circleville, Ohio, where I had seen that basketball game in the fourth grade. When we got there, instead of going out onto the floor with the rest of the players as they were warming up, I went over to the bench where those high school players had been 2 years before. I sat right where they had, and I closed my eyes. That's the equivalent of turning the lights out in the gym. Then in my head, I heard my name announced, and I ran out into the middle of the floor. It felt so good to hear that imaginary applause that I thought, I'll do it again. So I did. In fact, I did it three times, and all of a sudden I realized that my buddies weren't playing basketball. They were just watching me in disbelief. But I didn't care, because I was one step closer to being the person I dreamed about becoming.
Everybody has that desire to feel important, to be regarded and valued by others. Everybody wants to be somebody. Once that piece of information becomes a part of your everyday thinking, you'll gain incredible insight into why people do the things they do. And if you treat every person you meet as if he were the most important person in the world, you'll communicate that he is somebody to you. The second thing we know about people is that nobody cares how much you know until he knows how much you care.
That is so true. One of the most important things you need to know as an influencer is that you've got to love people before you try to lead them. The moment that people know that you care for and about them, the way they feel about you changes. Showing others that you care isn't easy. Your greatest times and fondest memories will come because of people, but so will your most difficult, painful, and tragic times. People are your greatest asset and your greatest liability. The challenge is to keep caring about them no matter what. If you want to help others and become a person of influence, then you've got to keep smiling, sharing, giving, and turning the other cheek. That's the right way to treat people. Besides, you never know which people in your sphere of influence are going to rise up and make a difference in your life and the lives of others.
Number three, everybody needs somebody. Contrary to popular belief, there are no such things as self-made men and women. Everybody needs friendship, encouragement, and help. What people can accomplish by themselves is almost nothing compared to the potential they have when working with others. And doing things with other people tends to bring contentment. Besides, Lone Rangers are rarely happy people. As King Solomon of ancient Israel said, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can pick him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Everybody needs somebody to come alongside them and help them. If you understand that, are willing to give to others and help them, and maintain the right motives, it can change their lives and yours. Number four, everybody can be somebody when somebody understands and believes in him. It doesn't take much effort to help other people feel important. Little things done deliberately at the right time can make a big difference.
That's true, Jim. As you know, for 14 years, I was privileged to pastor a very large congregation at Skyline Church in the San Diego area, where we did a Christmas program every year. We used to do 28 performances, and altogether about 30,000 people saw it each year. The show always included a bunch of children, and one of my favorite parts of the show several years ago was a song in which about 300 kids dressed like angels sang while holding candles. Toward the end of the song, they walked off the stage, came up the aisle, and exited out the lobby in front of the church. During the first performance, I decided to wait for them back in the lobby. They didn't know I was going to be there, but as they went by, I clapped, praised them, and said, "Kids, you did a great job." They were surprised to see me, and they looked up and said, "Hi, Pastor. Hi. Hey, look, Pastor's here." For the second performance, I did the same thing again. And I could see, as they started to walk up the aisles, that they were looking back expectantly to see if I was standing there to cheer them on. By the third performance of the night, as they turned the corner to come up the aisle, they had smiles on their faces. And when they got to the lobby, they were giving me high fives and we were having a great time. Why? Because they knew I believed in them, and it made all of them feel like they were somebody.
When was the last time you went out of your way to make people feel special, like they were somebody? It doesn't really take much. The investment required on your part is totally overshadowed by the impact it makes on them. Everyone you know and all the people you meet have the potential to be someone important in the lives of others. All they need is encouragement and motivation from you to help them reach their potential. Finally, number five, anybody who helps somebody influences a lot of bodies. The final thing you need to understand about people is that when you help one person, you're really impacting a lot of other people. That's because what you give to one person overflows into the lives of all the people that that person impacts. The nature of influence is to multiply. It impacts the person you touch and the people that he or she in turn touches. It even impacts you, because when you help others and your motives are good, you always get back more than you can ever give. Most people are so genuinely grateful when another person makes them feel like they're somebody special that they never tire of showing their gratitude.
In the end, the ability to understand people is a choice. It's true that some people are born with great instincts that enable them to understand how others think and feel. But even if you aren't an instinctive people person, you can improve your ability to work with others. The ability to understand, motivate, and ultimately influence others is a skill that every person is capable of having. Jim was recently reminded of the importance of understanding people and seeing things from their perspective when visiting his aging parents in New York recently.
My parents are in their late 80s, and they worked hard all their lives. Growing up, we always lived in a very small house, and after my parents retired, they sold it and moved to a small apartment to live on their modest pensions. Like most people who have been blessed financially, Nancy and I are always looking for ways to help our parents and repay them in some small way for the positive things they have done for us over the years. Recently, we thought we could help them by leasing them a penthouse unit in the most prestigious apartment building in the city. It was incredible and even had a view of Niagara Falls. But after about 6 months, my parents asked if they could move out. My mother's eyesight was so poor that she couldn't see the falls. Dad, on the other hand, could see the falls fine, but was made extremely uncomfortable by being up so high. We were disappointed that they didn't like it, but we readily agreed to move them back into their small apartment. My desire to help them was still strong, so one day after we got them squared away in their place, I took Mom to the store. Though she claimed she didn't need anything, I did manage to talk her into letting me get her a few items, a new trash can, some flatware, a small radio, and a new toaster. Nancy and I had wanted to get them big things, but that's not what was important to them. They were happy with the toaster. Oh yes, there was one other item they finally admitted that they could use, a small tree for the front of their apartment. They thought it would be nice to have some shade in the summer when they sat outside. But they're so expensive, my mom said. Just get us a little sapling. We wanted them to have shade today, not 15 years from now, so we went out and got them the biggest tree we could find. It didn't take a lot of money to make them happy, just a little understanding.
Not everyone learns that lesson. Lots of people spend their lives trying to push their own agenda, and then they wonder why they have no pull with others. The key to making an impact on others is to find out what people want and then help them get it. That's what motivates them, and that's what makes it possible for you to become a person of influence in their lives.